advisement, we'll go back to.
Mr. Hunt, I think, has another billboard. He's back there.
Where am I missing that then?
Let's see, where did you, which one's this?
Where's his at?
Two forms.
Oh, now I got one under advisement. That's it. That's Matthew. Alrighty. And it's case number 11,518. And Mr. Rickards.
Well, I don't see any reason for the special use exception not to be able to move that sign to another location. I know it's the variance is they've asked to be 4 feet from the line, but we've done that before.
Right.
And we do have instead of two, I believe she said two poles holding it up, they've gone to the single monopole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the canopy is concerned, that's the 20 feet is the way it's written. I've seen that applicant. I mean that. Ordinance quite a few times, and that's true that it doesn't cover that canopy. So I don't see a problem with that, and that's my opinion.
Bud, you remember pulling about 20 feet off the road and somebody coming out and pumping your gas, right?
Yeah.
The old days, yeah.
Back in the old days, I remember going back in back roads and getting it too.
Now we're not go back that far. You
yeah, right.
I have no problem with it either. I'll be quite honest with you.
I used to crank it by hand.
Hey.
That's right.
Oh, you mean fill that glass cylinder?
Yeah. And,
all right. That's
then put it in the car. Mr. Workman?
It used to be cents. Not dollars. It used to be cents.
Cents. Mr. Workman, how do you...
I've got no problem with it. I think she was complaining because that moved closer to her lot.
Yeah, that's Mr. That's a problem.
Mr. Mills?
I don't have a problem with it.
And well, then if there's no further discussion, and if the board's ready to vote, we'll entertain a motion. Case number 11,518.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,518. Okay, for the special use exception, will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties. That's all C1 around there.
Yep.
Of course. And as far as the variances is concerned, there's uniqueness to the property. They've had the three front yards scenario that they've got, so there is a uniqueness for ingress and egress.
Okay.
Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship is an exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. That's, of course, the applicant has not created this. It's been there, and they have tried to, I believe, fit everything into the area they had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, of course.
Mm-hmm.
C1, the requested variance is minimum that will afford relief, and I believe the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation and use.
Okay, and I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,518. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,518 is approved.
So maybe now I can get my chicken closer.
Yeah. I made you find you. You'll find out.
I just kid about the chickens between.
Oh.
No.
We have chicken. This place chicken. Has chicken. Yes. The other place has chicken.
Pardon? Do you eat fried chicken at your age?
I eat anything at my age.
Mikey does. Okay, gentlemen, if there's no other business before the board, Mr. Lank, you have anything?
No, I'm burned out.
All right.
Yeah.
Hearing nothing then, we'll be open for adjournment.
I got to do it all day tomorrow.
All those in favor?
Guitar there.
Yeah. All opposed?
I really do.
Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.